Blog Talk Radio.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king?
I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when your face is before me. Can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Once again, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this time. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos of The Truth, The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle. Every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have the Bible Mysteries. Glory be to the Lord. We're going to be talking about the mystery of godliness today, 1 Timothy 3:16. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I could only imagine standing before Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Imagine you're able to kneel down and worship him face to face. Imagine glory to the Lord. The first thing I know that we would do, or I would do, is I will fall down on my face like all the prophets have done when they come in contact with the living God. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Worship him. Imagine how that day will be, where I no longer have to strive with this physical body, that sin. I no longer have to strive with the enemy attempting me, but I'll be in front of love. I'll be in front of Logos. I'll be in front of Jesus Christ, the one and true God. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're here this evening, 6 p.m., Mystery of the Bible Mysteries. Glory be to the Lord. Every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And if you call in, 516-418-59, press number 1 to speak to the host. Comment, testimony, or an answer. If you have the correct answer, the church will mail you out a free gift. The gift that we are sending out today, if someone calls in with the correct answer, is a beautiful pamphlet of the tabernacle. Symbolisms in the tabernacle. Glory, glory, glory. It has a picture of the tabernacle. Now, we know that God doesn't dwell in man-made stuff anymore. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is dealing with us now. He's within us now. Glory be to the Lord. And when you look at the tabernacle in this pamphlet, it shows you the bronze altar, the bronze laver, the golden lampstand, altar of incense, table of shewbread, the veil, Ark of the Covenant, and the mercy seat. Glory be to the Lord. And when you turn it around, then you're able to see a picture of the tabernacle and where the initial tribes were supposed to be. Glory be to the Lord. Then you have a picture of the high priest and his garments, the qualifications of a high priest, the clothing, the service, glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're also going to see a large picture, a large description of the Ark of the Covenant. Glory be to the Lord. And then you're going to see Jesus, the better high priest, his qualifications and services. Glory be. Sacrifices in the tabernacle, the sin offering and the guilt offering. You're going to see the burnt offering and the grains, the meal offerings. You're going to see the fellowship, peace offerings. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. And you're going to have a chronological timeline of the journey of the Ark of the Covenant from Mount Sinai. Glory be to the Lord. It's good to have you keep it inside your Bible, and you refer to it once in a while as you're studying your Old Testament, your New Testament, and you see these things, and it gives you a better understanding of the tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord God. Hallelujah. So in this pamphlet, you have the furnishing, the pattern of worship, The Ark of the Covenant is symbolism that points to Jesus, the sacrifices in the tabernacle, and the garments of the high priest. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And before we go and start our lesson today and our mysteries for today, let us have a word of prayer. Most precious and holy Father, from whom all blessings come, we thank you this evening for granting us the time and the ability to conduct this service, O Father God. The mysteries of the Bible mysteries on a Sunday evening, we ask you that everything that is said and done will bring you glory, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord, and I pray by your Holy Spirit that one of my brothers or sisters would come up with the correct answer so we could mail them out the free gift. And as we continue to learn, Father God, we love you, we magnify you, we lift you up in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, this is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos once again from the Way Truth Life Tabernacle here on Blog Talk Radio that goes throughout the whole world. If you're in the other side of the world and you call in, leave the message with the correct answer, and I will mail, and the church will mail you out also a free gift. So the first one domestically who calls in will get a prize, and the first one who because of the different time calls in and leaves the message with the correct answer will also receive the prize, from the church. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. A little disclaimer, the music that we play on Blog Talk Radio do not belong to me, the pastor, do not belong to the church, and do not belong to Blog Talk Radio. They belong to the individual artists. And because we have bought the CDs and or the DVDs, in the instructions there, they give us permission to use them like that. Glory be to the Lord. So we put them in the Blog Talk Radio on the side of the song so we could enjoy God's words, God's anointing through these songs. As you heard, we heard a song that said, I could only imagine. Imagine you standing before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. One day we would do that. Today's Bible mystery, the mystery of godliness. Glory be to God. And it's taken from 1 Timothy 3 and 16. But before we go on to the whole verse there, we're going to read chapter 2 for several verses. And it says like this, beginning at verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. I teach of the Gentiles in faith and truthfully. I would therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And chapter 3 begins with these words. This is a true saying. Glory be. And as we go down to verse 9, talking about what the deacons would do, it says, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. So these things, you know, at one time, God will speak to different men in different ways. But through his spirit, he has given us, he has shown us the mysteries, the answers to the questions that we have inside the Bible. And we're going to read here chapter 3, 1 Timothy chapter 3, beginning of verse 15. But if I tarry long, Paul's talking to Timothy, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. There's a lot to be said there in verse 15, but we're not studying verse 15 today. We're going to be studying verse 16. It says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord God. So what is the mystery of godliness? That's the question for today, my brothers and sisters. So if you have the answer to the mystery of godliness, what is the mystery of godliness, and you have the correct answer, then the church will mail you out a free gift. Glory, glory be. Hallelujah. Let me read some adjoining verses that go along with this verse. And the first one is found in Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 11. And it says, and he said unto them, talking about Jesus, talking to his disciples, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. So you see what it says by the Spirit. Unto us it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. You and I have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. God has made us children of the light, children of his kingdom. Glory be. And as the apostles and as Jesus, we have the authority to know these mysteries. And today we're talking about the mystery of godliness. What is it? What is the mystery of godliness? So we saw 1 Timothy 3:16, and we just read Mark 4:11. Let us go on to 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 2. And the word of God says, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 2, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. So that's one of the things, brothers and sisters, that separates people who doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. They don't want to believe in Jesus Christ. They don't want to believe that he came in the flesh. Many people, they choose not to believe. But if they would only read the prophets, if my brothers and sisters from the Jewish persuasion would only read the prophets and see what the prophets said, what they wrote down, they will come away and with an understanding that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is the true Messiah. But what happened, some of the Jewish leaders did not teach the truth, and many people have been led astray. Like right now, they are adoring this person who they claim to be the Messiah. Unfortunately, when we study the scriptures and we read the prophets, we read the prophet that says that the Messiah was going to be born from a virgin in Isaiah. Micah said he was going to be born in Bethlehem. The unfortunate thing is that this person that they're hailing to be the Messiah was born in Spain. So he's a Sephardic Jew. He's not from Bethlehem. He's not from the lineage of David. He couldn't be, he needed to be born in Bethlehem. All these requirements, if we read the scriptures and we read the prophets correctly, we could have, people should have determined that this person is not the true Messiah. Second of all, the true Messiah would have, as per Zechariah chapter 12, he would have the marks in his hands. Because Zechariah wrote down in chapter 12, the Jewish people, they would ask him, where did you get these marks from? And Jesus will say to them, I got them in my friend's house. What marks are they talking about? The marks of the cross, the nail prints in his wrists, the crown of thorn prints in his head, his whipping in the back and his front, his piercing on the side with the sword. So they're going to see all these marks, and they're going to, and this person who they claim to be the Messiah right now doesn't have these marks. So he's the false Messiah. We have to look at the scripture and believe what the scripture says, my brothers and sisters. One thing that boggles my mind is that the Jewish people have the Tanakh, they have the Torah, they have the Tanakh. And in it, it talks about the true Messiah. He was going to be a Nazarene from Nazareth. And sure enough, Jesus Christ was a Nazarene. Sure enough, he was from Nazareth. He was a light unto the Gentiles. He is a light unto the Gentiles. God called him prior to him going to grow in Nazareth. His father and his mother took him from Bethlehem. Because of Herod, who was going to kill all the kids, took him to Egypt, and he called them out of Egypt. He brought them out. When we read Isaiah 61, we see how the true Messiah raised the dead, give sight to the blind, give hearing to the deaf, preach acceptable year of the Lord, deliver those that were captive. He quoted from Isaiah 61 in the synagogue. He said, the Spirit of God is upon me. He anointed me. And so when we look at all these things, we're going to say, we have to say, this person truly is the Messiah. So Jesus Christ manifested himself. God manifested himself. He created a body. And Jesus Christ humbled himself. He took on this body. He came as a servant. And he manifested the Father to everyone. He manifested himself. He was born from a virgin. If you remember the disclosure, the angel told Mary, that which is you would have is from God. You shall call him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. There was a time when they were looking for Jesus when the caravan left Jerusalem. Mary and Joseph thought that Jesus might have been with their relatives, but after 3 days, they couldn't find him. So they ran back. They went back to Jerusalem, and they found him in the temple talking with the lawyers, talking with the preachers, and they were amazed at his knowledge. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ is Logos. He is the Logos Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he manifested himself. Jesus Christ, when he took him as a prisoner, when he was betrayed by Judas Iscariot, they whipped him so much that even the skin came off his body. They put a crown of thorns on his head, hitting it with a stick at one time. They punched him. They smacked him in the face. They pulled his beard. They spat on him. They whipped his back so much that skin came off his body. Then they had him carry the beam up to Calvary where he was crucified. a nail was placed in each of his wrists, each of his feet. And he took time out from dying to save one of the thieves that was on the cross. The thief says to him, remember when you come into your glory. And Jesus says, you will be with me in paradise today. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know, the Bible says where there's two or three witnesses, the thing is established. So not only did Jesus give the thief the promise of eternal life by being with him in paradise, but he also took him with him down where he preached to the spirits, because he went and showed himself, and the thief was there too as a witness that yes, this is the true and living God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he rose on the third day. He was justified. He was justified. He was brought so low, but God lifted him up and gave him a name above every other name. Hallelujah. We know that he was seen of angels because in the Garden of Gethsemane, the angels ministered unto him. The angels were there at his sepulcher. The angel came down and rolled the stone away. So we know that the angels seen Jesus. They was sent by God to do a specific job. He was preached unto the Gentiles. We see how Peter and Paul preached to the Jews people about Jesus, but they rejected. So the Holy Spirit had Paul go to the Gentiles. And a lot of the Gentiles received Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, even unto this day. And I thank the Lord that he saved me in 81. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. He did not leave me behind. He did not forsake me. Being a Gentile, he saved me. He showed me the true light, the Logos word. Thank you, Jesus. And we see that throughout the whole world, many people are believing in Jesus Christ. A lot of Muslims, a lot of Jews, a lot of Gentiles, a lot all over the world are believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, because not because they're having a personal encounter, because they're reading the scriptures, they're understanding what the Bible says. God is giving them an understanding. You could call 516-418-5944. I would encourage you to call your family, friends, neighbors, and have them join us. Let them know that we have a free gift for the correct answer. What is the mystery of godliness? That's the mystery today. That's the question for today. What is the mystery of godliness? If you have the correct answer, you call the number 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host. You could give your testimony. You could give the answer. You could give it. What the Lord puts in your heart. Glory be to you. And if you have the correct answer, the church will mail you out a free pamphlet of the tabernacle. Glory be to. So what is the mystery of godliness? That's the question for today. Glory be. Glory be. Then it says, received up into glory. We know that Jesus took the apostles to the Mount of Olives, Bethany area, and he was received up in a cloud. And the angels told them, you men of Galilee, why are you staring into the same Jesus which go before you will come again in like manner? So we know that Jesus Christ will return for his church. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at verse 13, I would not have you to be ignorant, my brother. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which will remain shall be caught up together with them in the air to meet the Lord in the clouds. Glory be, and we will receive glorified bodies. Glory be, glory be, because this body is sinful, and the word tells us sin and flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So he's going to give us a glorified body. Hallelujah. He took care of the sin issue at the cross. He justified us just like he was justified. He sanctified us unto himself. He made us his church. He is the head. We are the body. Glory be to the Lord. And we will be with him forever and ever and ever. That's why Paul wrote down in verse 18, comfort one another with these words. Glory be to the Lord. So what is the mystery of godliness? We see that God manifested himself in the flesh. He was justified. He was seen of angels. Preach unto the Gentiles. Believe on the world. Received up into glory. So what is the mystery of godliness? Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me read to you what you think for the answer. Let me read to you 1 John chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that love him, that begot, love him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Now you might say, wait a minute, Brother Carlos, Pastor Carlos, we're not under the Lord, so how can we keep the commandments? Well, Jesus said to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, to love your neighbor as yourself. And then he said, by this man we know that you're my disciples because we love one another. So the whole idea is that, you know, he tells us right there in the first verse, we love it. And when the Spirit of God is within us, when we are born again, Jesus Christ comes and takes residence inside of us and manifests love. And by this, man would know. You know, it's not what you say, it's what you do. People in Corinthians, Paul said, people are reading us every day. We're like an open book. Glory be to the Lord. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bear witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he had testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God had the witness in himself. He that believeth not God had made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God had given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that had the Son had life, And he that had not the Son of God had not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them, that sin is not to death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whatsoever is born of God, sinning not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touch him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and had given unto us understanding, that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even the Son, Jesus Christ, the true God, and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. So Jesus Christ is a true God and eternal life. So what is the mystery of godliness, my brothers and sisters? Come up with the answer. The church will mail you out a free gift. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If no one comes up with the answer for today, next week, Sunday, the mystery is, what is the promise of the Father? What is the promise of the Father? Glory. Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we have prayer services. And I would encourage you to join us on Tuesday night. And if you could ask your family, friends, and neighbors to join us, everybody will have an opportunity to pray. Glory be to the Lord. On Thursday night, we have our Bible study. We're going to continue. Our study is Christianity Real. We have the second part of the introduction, and it's going to deal with 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. That's going to be the introduction. Glory be, hallelujah. The second part of the introduction. Glory be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Glory be. In the meantime, right now, we're dealing with our mystery. So what is the mystery of godliness? What is the mystery of godliness? Glory be to the Lord. What is the mystery of godliness? If you could come up with the answer, the church, the way, the truth, and the life tabernacle will mail you out a free gift. It's a little pamphlet entitled The Tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings of the tabernacle, the patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolism that point to Jesus, the sacrifices in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. Glory. It's good to have because it's a good reference pamphlet. Keep it with your Bible, and if you're studying the Old Testament and you're studying this tabernacle, it will help you out to understand more of the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You could call 516-418-5944. It's Blog Talk Radio, the way, the truth, and the life. Tabernacle is the host. And today's mystery is, what is the mystery of godliness? Glory, Bible mystery on Sundays. Don't forget, every Sundays at 6 p.m., we have the Bible mysteries. The same telephone number for Tuesday prayer and the same telephone number for Thursday Bible study. I would encourage you, yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I could only imagine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Before we go on to the rest of this time, we're going to play that song one more time. I could only imagine.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your
Hallelujah. I could only imagine, hallelujah, that they stand before the Lord. John, 1 Timothy 3, 6, 3:16, it says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preach unto the Gentiles, believe on in the world, received up into glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. So I would venture to say, as you study the scripture, you would know what it's telling you. Let us go over to John chapter 4, verse 24, and see what it says. The word of God speaks as such. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory be to the Lord. What is the God? What is the mystery of godliness? That's today's question. And we would ask, if you know the answer, to call 516-418-5944. Press number one to speak with the host. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 3:16. What is the mystery of godliness? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In all the songs, in all the notes and verses that we went over, it gives you a little bit of a hint as to what is the mystery of godliness. So if you put it all together, come up with the answer. Glory be to the Lord, God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have a few minutes to go, and then we're going to say, we're going to be back on Tuesday night, 6 p.m., for prayer service. You can call us at 516-418-5944. Press number one to speak with the host. So on Tuesday, we have prayer service at 6 o'clock. On Thursday, 6 o'clock, same telephone number, we have our Bible study. And we're looking at, is Christianity real? Glory be, glory be. Hallelujah. There's about 4,200 religions out there, but there's only one with an empty tomb. Glory be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love God, and we love you. And we want to tell you the truth, and we want to show you the truth, and encourage you, continue to study your Bible. You know, read your Bible, take one book at a time. You know, someone might ask, which Bible is the best one? Well, if you ask any seminary professor, if you ask any doctor who's teaching the seminary, like I'm taking one with Apostolic Theological Seminary with Dr. Klein, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We know one thing, and that is that you need to go to the original languages. You need to go to Hebrew, Greek, Syriac to get the real word of God. All these Bibles that we have in our homes are translations. Even the King James, there's a wonderful translation, is still a translation. But we need to go to the Syriac, Hebrew, and Greek to get the original wording. So I would encourage you to get in contact with Dr. Klein at the Apostolic Theological Seminary. Glory be to God. To take the courses there, they do have a class on which Bible. Glory be to the Lord. There's different preferences, different Bibles that are out there, different translations, but there's only one Word of God. Glory be to the Lord. What is the mystery of godliness? What is the mystery of godliness? That's the question for today. And we take that from 1 Timothy 3:16. The mystery of godliness. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You have an opportunity to go to the chat room and leave your answer there if you want to. So far, I have no one in the chat room. Glory be, glory be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We'll be back on Tuesday night, 6 p.m. for prayer. So I would encourage you to talk to your family, friends, and neighbors to join us. Call 516-418-5944. And what we're going to do, until then, may the Lord richly bless you. Amen.